Be'ezras Hashem, b'li neder. Let's finish Shas together. This morning's learning is dedicated to Lishmas Avi Mori, Harav David Svi ben Harav Yosef. Today's daf is Yuma Daf Lamed Beis. We left off on the very bottom line of Lamed Aleph Amid Beis. The Gemara begins as follows. We just presented a machlokas between Rabbi Meir and Rabbanan. How do you do your hand and feet washings that surround the tefillahs? Rabbi Meir said you do two hand washings on wearing of garments, one before you put them on and one after you put them on. But Rabbanan said no, you do one hand washing upon taking off holy garments and one hand washing upon putting on holy garments. So if that's true, the Chachamim are going to have a problem with counting up the total number of hand washings that there are on Yom Kippur, says the Gemara. Bishlam al Rabbi Meir, according to Rabbi Meir, says that every time you put on clothing, just putting on by itself, you do two washings, one before putting them on and one after putting them on. So the very first time you put on, you left from Big Day Chol to Big Day Kodesh on the very first time, so you're going to have two. And then there's four other changes throughout the day, so you come out with 10, one before and one after each mikvah, each changing of clothing. Bishlam al Rabbi Meir, Hanan de Mishkachas La Asara Kiddushin. We understand how you come out with 10 hand and feet washings. Ela la Rabbanan, however, according to Chachamim, who hold that you do one hand and feet washing after you remove holy garments, and one hand and feet washing when you put on holy garments. So the first one of the day, you're only going to do one because you're removing your chol. So you're not going to wash your hands and feet when you're removing your big day chol. It's only when you're putting on the big day kodesh. So tishahav el rabbanan tishahavu. If you do the calculations, you only have one when you start the day. And then you have two during the other four times that you switch. So it's a grand total of nine. Answers the Gemara, Amalei Rabbanan, Chacham will answer you, Kiddusha Basra, the 10th, the last one of the day, Ki Pashit Big Day Kodesh V'Lavish Big Day Chol. Just like you have one when you take off your civvies, your regular, your street clothes, and you're putting on, so too they hold, you also wash your hands and feet when you're taking off your Big Day Kodesh and putting on your street clothes. So Avid Lehasam. So therefore, you're going to do the 10th one there. Fine, says the Gemara. Tana Rabbanan, our rabbis taught in a brisa. We're now going to discuss the source of the din that a Kohen Gadol has to go to the mikvah five times on Yom Kippur and wash his hands and feet 10 times. What's the source? Tana Rabbanan, so here's the key. These psukim are the later psukim. It's just going to be, you got to keep in mind which psukim. They're all from Parshas Achrimos. Some of them are at the very beginning. One opinion is going to be from the Pesukim at the very beginning, and one are at the end. So this is Pasuk Chaf Gimel, towards the end of Perek Tezayin. Uva Aaron el Olmoid, ufashad es bigdei habara shalavash bo'ola kodesh v'inicham sham. Now, you can't explain the Pasuk Kipshuto that why did he come into Beis HaMikdash? Uva el Olmoid just to put his clothing down? That doesn't make any sense. It says the Gemara, lama uva. Why is he coming in? He already finished all the avodas pnim. So what in the world is he doing over there? Says the Gemara, Ein oba ela lo hotzi es hakaf es hamachta. He's coming into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. He goes back inside. Ein oba ela lo hotzi from the Kodesh HaKadoshim es hakaf es hamachta, the spoon and the shovel that he left there when he brought in there earlier to bring the Ketores. How do you learn that? Says the Gemara. V'chol ha-parsha kula. The entire parsha nemra al-seder. Chutz mi-pasuk zeh. The whole parsha is stated in order of the avodas up until then, except for this part, except for this pasuk, that this is out of order. And the Gemara is going to explain, the Gemara explains later on in Daf Ayin Aleph that this Pasuk is out of order to teach me this din of the Kaf and the Machta. Oh, my time, says the Gemara. Why did we need this Pasuk to be out of order and that he went in the middle of the avodas, in the middle of the avodas, as the Gemara is going to explain in a moment, he went in to remove the kaf and the machta. So Amar Rav Chista, gemire, very important word. Rav Chista said gemire, which Rashi understands to mean, we have a halacha lamoshe misinai, right? Take a look at Rashi right in the middle of the page. Amar Rav Chista, gemire, we have a halacha lamoshe misinai, chamesh tvilos v'asara kiddushin, tova kohen gadol makadish bo bayom. That we have five mikveh goings and 10 hand and feet washings. We have halacha lamoshe misinai, that were five mikvahs and 10 hand and feet washings that the Kohen Gadol did on Yom Kippur. V'i kesidron, and if you would read the psukim in the normal order, if you wouldn't say that this pasuk is coming to teach me that he would, in the middle of the avod, it's out of order. At the end, it says in the middle he would go in for the Kodesh HaKadoshim, you wouldn't have five mikveh goings and 10 hand washings. V'i kesidron, if you read the psukim straight in order, lo mishkach lo shalosh tvilos v'shisha kiddushin, he only changes his garments explicitly three times, which would mean there are only three mikveh goings and 6 hand washings. So by the fact that in the middle of the avodah he goes into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, that requires a change of clothing before he goes into the Kodesh HaKadoshim to remove the spoon and the shovel, and he has to change his clothing again after he comes out. So that adds another 2 tefillahs, even though the Torah doesn't explicitly state that that's what he did, and that pasuk is out of order. Nevertheless, that's why it sticks it in. So that's the that's why it sticks it in, to say that there was an additional going in and coming out, which required an additional 2 tefillahs. Now, the Torah says, v'rachatz, in the parasha of the Avodas Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, the Torah says, v'rachatz, that's when he wears the big day lavan, when he goes into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he wore the white garments. And then it says, v'rachatz, when he goes out. So the question is, which rechitz are we talking about? Says the Gemara, Tanya, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, minayin l'chamish tzvilos v'asari kedushin, shetovel kohen gadol mekadesh bo bayom. Now this is a little bit strange. We just got finished saying that it's a halacha l'moshe misinai. So what are you telling me? How do you know there's 5 mikvahs and 10 kiddush yadayim v'raglayim? You just told me it's a halacha l'moshe misinai. The Rishonim say over here, the Minayin is teaching me where you do them, where exactly in the Avod of the day. Not that there were 5 and 10, right? Tosis points out. Look at the top Tosis. Gemire chamish tfilos. We have halacha l'moshe misinai, top Tosis. Temali, I hilchasel kara lamali. If the halacha l'moshe misinai is, what do I need to learn them out from the pasuk? V'yesh lomar ilav kra. If you didn't have the pasuk, having the chamish tefilas yitpal afilu b'zeach hazeh kulam biyachad. If you wouldn't have the pasukim, you would think you could just go to the mikvah 5 times in a row. Go in, go out. Go in, go out. Go just 5 times in a row. L'hachi yistich kra dikshu mishana me'avoda la'avoda ovid lu. No, the pasukim teach me, when do you go to the mikvah? When you change from one avoda to the avoda, v'ilav hilchasa, if you wouldn't have the halacha l'moshe misinai, I might have thought it's only 3 times because there's only 3 tefilos explicitly. So the halacha l'moshe misinai teaches me to learn that there were the extra 2. Fine. So says the Gemara, Tanya, I'm Rabbi Yehuda, minayin l'chamish tefilos hasar kedushin shetovo kohen gadol mekadesh bo bayom, tamad lomar uva aron. So this is, again, the psukim towards the end of the parak, like we saw before, Chaf Gimel and Chaf Dalet. Uva Aaron, El Olmo, Yufashat Espig Dei Abad, V'ra'ah, etc. V'rachatz Espisaro B'amayim B'mokom Kadosh, V'lovash Espigadav, V'yotza, V'asa Solasa, V'solasa, Halamarta, Shekol Hamishana Me'avoda La'avoda Ta'un Tefila. No, you can't just do the five mikveh goings one after another. Anytime he changes from doing the avoda in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, which he did with the white clothing, to doing avoda outside, which he did with his big day zav, he had to go to the mikvah, like it says. It says, "Uvar ufashad es bigdei abad, v'rochas es besara b'mayim, v'lavash es bigadav." So every time he changed clothing, he had to go to the mikvah. This is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. He learns it from the psukim at the end. That's Rabbi Yehuda. On my Rebbe, Rebbe disagrees with Rabbi Yehuda. Minayin l'chamish tefilas v'asak kedushin tov v'kohen gadol m'kadosh bo b'yom. Shenemar, at the beginning of the parasha, this is in Pasuk Dalid, at the very beginning of the parasha, Rebbe disagrees. So Rabbi Yehuda learns it from the Pesukim at the end, and Rebbe learns it from the Pasuk at the beginning. Ksonis bad kodesh yilba, shemichnes ebad yilba saro, uvavne ba yachem zebad yisof, bigde kodesh heim, verochats b'mayim es besaro ulevesham. Whenever he puts on these garments, he's got to go to the mikvah. Halamarta. Every time you put on new garments, so you go to the mikvah, ton tefillah. The Omer, big day kodesh heim. And there's extra words here, big day kodesh heim. Hukshu kala begadim kulan zelazet. We compare the white garments to the gold garments, and whenever you put any garments on, you go to the mikvah. Ah. Now, both according to Rabbi Yehuda and according to Rebbe, where do you get the number five? Says the Gemara, v'chomesh avodosheim. There are five different switches of garments for avoda. What are they? Tamid shel shachar b'vigdei zav. He puts on the tamid shel, he puts on the big day zav in the morning from the big day chol. He puts on the big day zav in order to be makriv the Tamid Shel Shachar, which was a regular avoda that happened every day, and therefore he did it in his regular garments. Avodas Hayom b'Vigdei Lavan. Then he switched into the Big Day Lavan to do the Avodas Yom HaKippur. Then he would switch Elo v'El Ha'am b'Vigdei Zav. He would bring his ram for a chatas, for an ola, excuse me, and the El Ha'am and the ram of the people, he would do that b'Vigdei Zav. Like we just said before, Kafu Machti would go back into the Kodesh HaKadoshim to interrupt the service, to go bring out the spoon and the spoon from the frankincense and the shovel from the coals. Bevigdei Lavan. I'm sorry. Yeah, the spoon for the Ketores and the shovel for the coals. Bevigdei Lavan. And then Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim, the regular, the concluding service of the day, the fifth change of clothing, was to go back into the big days of to bring the Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim. So there were five changes of clothing. So Rebbe learned it out from the earlier psukim, and Rebbe Yehuda learned it out from the later psukim. Either way, every time there was a change of clothing, you went to the mikvah. Now, this is the source for the five mikvah goings. Where is the source? Where is the source, according to Rebbe, who learned out the mikvah from the later psukim? Where's the source for the 10 Kiddush Yadayim Veraglayims? Uminayin shekol tfilo tfilo tzricha shnei kiddushin. How do we know? How do we know that every going to the mikvah needed a washing of the hands and feet from the kiyar before the mikvah and a washing for the hands and feet afterwards? So Rebbe says, remember Rabosai, Rebbe was the one who learned out the five mikvah goings from the pasuk at the beginning of the parasha, so he has freed up the psukim at the end, the washing at the end, he has that freed up. Says the Gemara, uminayin shkol tfil tfil tzrich shnei kiddushim, Talmud Lomar, he learns it from the pasuk at the end. The same pasuk that Rabbi Yehuda learned from the mikvah, Rebbe uses that verachatz, the washing, to mean the hands and feet. Ufashat verachatz, verachatz v'lavash. Right? The psukim over there said,
ufasha nisbig diabod v'rochas esar b'mayim makolish v'lavash nisbigadav.
So it says rechitza near upashat, and it says rechitza near v'lavash. Oh, so he learned that out. There's the hand and feet washing when you take your clothing off, and there's a hand and feet washing when you put the new clothing on. Now, the Gemara has this another opinion about where we learn out the hand and feet washing. Rabbi Lazar bar Rabbi Shimon Omer, no. He says, you don't use that pasuk for that. Because he learns, like Rabbi Yehuda, that the ending psukim were used for the tefillah. So how does he know at the Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim? He learns it out from a Kal V'Chomer. Rabbi Lozab Rabbi Shimon Omer, Kal V'Chomer. Uma b'makom she'ein ton tvila. A regular Kohen who comes to do Avoda in Beis HaMikdash on a regular day. So we learned in yesterday's daf that Rabbi Yehuda holds that a regular Kohen who comes to do Avoda on a regular day, Mida Oraisa, does not need to go to the mikvah. The only reason he needs to go to the mikvah is a din de rabbanan to remind him, maybe I was tameh, maybe I got tameh in some way. So a regular guy on a regular day, at least according to Ben Zoma, but according to Rabbi Yehuda, the whole tefillah is only a tefillah de rabbanan. So on a regular day, there's no din d'oraisa to go to the mikvah, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Kal v'chomer, umah b'mokom she'ein ton tefillah. A place that you don't require tefillah, namely, take a look at Rashi, three lines from the bottom. Umah b'mokom she'ein ton tefillah, look at the Rashi. Kol yemos hashana haba lavod ein ton tefillah man ha'tor, l'midivrei sofrim, lizkar tumma yishana, to remind him that maybe he had an old tumma. Back in the Gemara. Yet there's a din d'oraisa that you have to wash your hands and feet every single day before coming to do the avodah. Yom Kippur, that you have to go to the mikvah. Kal v'chomer, you should have to wash your hands and feet. Wait, but on a regular day, you only have to wash your hands and feet once. You might think you only do it once. No, Talmud Lomar. That's why the pasuk at the end of the parasha says, "Uvar and alom motiv fashim de'abad asher lavash asher lavash." Ma Talmud Lomar asher lavash. He takes off the clothing that he wore. What do you mean? He takes off the clothing that he didn't wear. Obviously, asher lavash is extra. Obviously, he took off the clothing. So asher lavash is extra. Klum adam poshet elam asher lavash. Does a person take off the garments rather than what he wore? Ella lahakish pshita lelavisha. Malavisha ton kiddush, just like putting on new garments requires the washing of the hands and the feet. Af pshita ton kiddush. So to taking off the garment requires the hands and the feet. This is the limud of Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon. You got to remember that because it comes back later on in the daf again. Now, so that was how Rebbe learnt out the 10 hand washings. What about Rabbi Yehuda? He used these en psukim already for the mikvah. So how does he learn out the 10 hand and feet washings? I'm a Rabbi Yehuda. Minayin l'chamish tivis asar kedushin shetovu kohen gadol mekadosh bo bayom tamad lomar uva aron lo moed v'rochas v'mayim makum kadosh halamarta shekol hamishan mivad lavod ton tefila. Right, we already saw this. That's for the mikvah. Ashkechon mibigdei zav minayin. That's only going from white garments to gold garments. How do you know from gold garments to white garments he's got to go to the mikvah? Tana Devi Rabbi Shmuel, let's remember that name. Tana Devi Rabbi Shmuel, Kal V'Chomer. So he learns out a Kal V'Chomer. Uma Big Day Zav, She'ein Kohen Nichnas Ben Lefnai V'Lefnim. The Big Day Zav you don't use for the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Ton Tvila. Yet you got to go to the mikvah. Big Day Lavan, Shu Nichnas Ben Lefnai V'Lefnim. Eno Din She'ton Tvila. If we have an explicit pasuk that says that when you're putting on your big day zav, you go to the mikvah, and those are of a lighter kedusha, because that's what you work the rest of the year. That's what you work only outside. You don't go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So the big day lavan, which are holier, that you go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, Kal v'chomer, you got to go to the mikvah. Says the Gemara, it's not a good Kal v'chomer. Ikel ha-mifrach. Ma'al ha-big day zav, shekein kaparosan meruba. No, it's not a good Kal v'chomer because big day zav, you work all year long. 364 days a year, you achieve kapara with your big day zav. But your big day lavan, you only achieve kapara one day a year. Take a look at Rashi. Top Rashi, kaparosan meruba. It's a funny Rashi. Rashi should have said, we would expect Rashi to say, that Big Day Zav is all year long and Big Day Lavan is only one day. It's not what Rashi says. Rashi says Big Day Zav is all year long and Big Day Lavan is only Mechaper on Tumas Migdash v'Kadashav. A little bit of a strange, the Achronim point out that this Rashi is a little difficult. The Achronim struggle a lot to figure out what exactly is the Kal and what is the Chomer over here. But the Gemara says, Ma'ala Big Days of Shekin Kaparas and Meruba. You work all year long. However, the Big Day Love, it's only on Tumas Migdash v'Kadashav. Some have a different Girsa in Rashi. The Tosas Yishanim and the Tosas Rosh and the Ritva, they have a different girsa. The Big Day Zav is because the Big Day Zav is Makrav Chatos Vashamos all year long. Right, it's not that it's all year long, it's that it's the Chatos and the Asham. So, at any rate, the Gemara says, you're right. So he rejects the Kal v'chomer. He rejects the Kal v'chomer. Ella, Nafgalei, Rabbi Yehuda learns it out, Midirebi. The same way that Rebbe learned it out. Namely, the place that Rebbe learned out, the mikvah, that's where Rebbe Yehuda learns out the place that Rebbe learned out the mikvah. So Rebbe Yehuda uses that to teach me that not only do you go to the mikvah when you're going from big day love into big day zav, but even if you go into the big day lavan, me the Rebbe, right? Ksonas pat kodesh yobash and mechze bat yol besaro, all the white garments. So you'd go to the mikvah. Oh, now what about the 10? So I'm a Rebbe. Minayin l'chamish tefilas v'asari kiddushin shetovu ben kohen gadol bo bayom. So the Gemara asks. Oh, we're going back to explain the price that we said before. Amar Rebbe, minayin l'chamish tefilas v'sagdushin tovu ben kohen gadol mekadosh bo bayom tam lomar ksonis pad kodesh yilbash. The psukim at the beginning, halamadata shakal ha'mishanim avoda lavoda shaton tefila ashkan big day zav lebig day lavan big day lavan lebig day zav minayin. How does he know that even if you go into the big day zav, tana devi Rabbi Shmuel kal v'chomer, like we said before, ma big day lavan shin kaparasim meruba tunin tefila big day zav shin kaparasim meruba. We said, no, the big day lovin' are actually holier. Right? The big days of are holy because you use them all year long. But the big day lovin' are holy because you go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Says the Gemara, you're right. Hainu dekatani, the Omer, big day kodeshim, v'rachatz b'mayim es besaro ulavesham. These words, big day kodeshim, are extra. Comes to compare all the big day kodesh together. Whenever you go to any of, whenever you're switching any garments, you're going to go to the mikvah. V'chamei shavod osem. And there are five times that you switch. Tamid shel shachar b'day zav. Avodas hayom b'day lavan. Elo v'elam b'day zav. Kaf v'machta b'day lavan. Tamid shel bein arbaim b'day zav. So this is, like we said before. Uminayin shekol tfilo tfilo tzricha shnei kiddushim. And how do you know that every time you go to the mikvah, you got to wash your hands and feet before you go in, before you go into the mikvah, and wash your hands and feet afterwards. Like we said before, Talmud Lomar ufashat v'rochatz v'rochatz v'lavash, that we have a hekish, that one time is before, when you're removing the garments, you wash your hands and feet, and one time when you're putting on. So all this is repetition in order for what we have right now. Says the Gemara, hi, betvilaksiv. Wait a second. But we said before that Rebbe learns out from these later psukim. These psukim are talking about dipping in a mikvah. How could you use it for the washing of the hands and feet? Says the Gemara. Right? How could Rebbe learn out from here? If the pasuk's talking about mikvah, how could Rebbe learn out their hand washings? Gemara says, you're right. Im einu inyan l'tefila, Rebbe learned out tefila from the earlier psukim. Denafkale mi bigde kodeshem. So Rebbe doesn't need the later psukim for tefila. So in any bigde kodeshem, he already learned all five from the earlier psukim. So even though the later psukim sound like they're talking about tefila, im einu inyan l'tefila, denafkale mi bigde kodeshem. So tenehu inyan l'kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. If you don't need the psukim for mikvah, you could use the psukim for washing the hands and feet. Ask the Gemara, v'lichtav e'rachmana b'loshin kiddush. Says the Gemara, if it's not talking about mikvah, why didn't it say v'rachatzis yada v'ragla? Answers the Gemara, ha'kamash malon de tefila kiddush. No, Dafka wrote it in a language of tefila to teach us that kiddush yadayim raglayim is similar to tefila. Ma kiddush b'makom kadosh, just like the washing of the hands and the feet had to be done in the Beis HaMikdash itself, in the kiyar, which was in the courtyard in the Azara, af tevila b'makom kadosh. So too the mikvah had to be in a makom kadosh. Says the Gemara, v'Rabbi Yehuda. But Rabbi Yehuda learned out from the earlier psukim, big day lavan, and from the later psukim, he learned that big days of kiddush minole. So where does Rabbi Yehuda learn out the washing of the hands and feet? Right? Rebbe learned out all five tefilos from the earlier psukim. So the later psukim, he learns for the washing of the hands and feet. But Rabbi Yehuda learned out big day zav kiddush from the later psukim and big day lavan kiddush from the earlier psukim. So where, tefila. So where does he learn that kiddush yadayim raglayim? Kiddush minole. Ah! Nafkalei midi Rebbe Lazar Rebbe Shimon. We said earlier, Rebbe Lazar Rebbe Shimon learned that from a kavah chomer, that if a kohen is coming to do that on a regular day, you do kiddush yadayim raglayim when there's no tefillah in the mikvah. Kavah chomer, kohen gadol, where there is tefillah in the mikvah, kavah chomer, you have to do kiddush yadayim raglayim. Says the Gemara, we're now going to present the machlokas amaroim about the opinion of Rebbe. Amar Rav Chista, says the Gemara, Amar Rav Chista, ha de Rebbe. Mafka mi de Rabbi Meir, u mafka mi de Rabbanon. This opinion of Rebbe, who learns, u fashat v'rochatz v'lovash, that the Kohen Gadol would have to wash his hands and feet when removing his garments, and another washing of the hands and feet when he puts on the new garments. Mafka mi de Rabbi Meir, u mafka mi de Rabbanon. This opinion of Rebbe is not like Rabbi Meir, and not like Rabbanon. Mafka mi de Rabbanon, di ilu Rabbanon amrei kishihu lavush mekadesh. Rabbanan say, when do you wash your hands and feet? While you are still wearing the old garments. V'iyu amar, however, Rebbe holds, kishu poshet mekadesh. Kishu, only after you've taken off the clothing, that's when you wash your hands and feet. Umafka mi de Rabbi Meir, and in the second hand and feet washing, he's different than Rabbi Meir. Dila Rabbi Meir amar, Hach kiddush basra kishu lavush mekadesh. The second washing of the hands and feet is after you have already put on the garments. V'iyu amar, and yet Rebbe holds kishu poshet, when he's still unclothed mekadesh, he washes his hands and feet. That's the opinion of Rav Chista. Amar Rav Acha bar Yaakov, no, Rav Acha bar Yaakov disagrees with Rav Chista. Hakol moedim b'kiddush sheni shelo v'vacha mekadesh. Everyone, Rebbe, Chachamim, and Rebbe Meir, all three of them agree
that the second hand and feet washing is after you're wearing the clothing already. My time. Where do we get this from? The Omar Kra, because it says in the pasuk, O v'gishtam el hamizbeach, b'gishtam it says, me she'enu mechusar el agisha. You wash your hands from the kiyar b'gishtam el hamizbeach. All that's left for you to do is come close and do it. Yata zebra, if a guy's not wearing his clothing yet, she'mechusar levisha v'gisha. He has to first get dressed and then come close. So it's got to be you only wash your hands and feet after you're wearing the clothing. Amalei Rav Acha Bari Derava L'Rav Ashi Lo Rav Chista Islei Derav Acha V'Lo Rav Acha Islei Derav Chista. So you have to say that Rav Chista, who said that Rebbe was different than Rav Meir and Chachamim, doesn't agree to Rav Acha, and Rav Acha doesn't agree to Rav Chista. Rav Chista, who held Bedas Rebbe, that both the hand and feet washings were between the taking off of the clothing and the putting on of the clothing, and he was naked by both hand and feet washing, he cannot hold like Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, Bedas Rebbe, that the second one, that the second Kiddush, you first put on the clothing. V'lo Rav Acha Islei de Rav Chista. And Rav Acha can't agree to Rav Chista. And as you can't say that there was an additional hand in why Dim Kane, L'Rebbe Havali Chamisar Kiddushin, right? If either of them held like the other one, you'd end up with 15 hand and feet washings, both when you're putting on the garment, both before you're wearing the clothing and afterwards. You can't say that either of them agrees to the other and that they both are true, because then you would end up with 15 hand washings. Okay, let's go a little further. Let's go a little bit further. Says the Gemara. Now, interestingly, I heard Rabbi Leibowitz was talking on the Peloton this morning. I heard Rabbi Leibowitz talking about Rav Zilberstein. Somebody asked him a shaila about if you want to donate sidurim or machzorim to the shul. The sidurim they're going to use all year long. And the machzorim, they're only going to use in Yom Kippur. So which is holier? Which is a better donation to the shul? So he pointed to our Gemara, right? The Gemara has a shaila. Which begadim are considered to be more holy? The big day lavan that he only did avoda in Yom Kippur, or the big day zav that he did avoda all year long with? The Gemara goes back and forth. So it could be that this shaila could have halacha lemaisa ramifications. Which is considered to be holier? Which should a shul try to get first? Whatever's mekudesh, so there's just the machzorim in Yom Kippur or the Sedorim all year long. Interesting. Okay, a little bit more. Heviu lo es hatamid kratzo. So they brought the kohen gadol, the carbon tamid, and he shechted most of the kana and the veshet, most of the trachea and the esophagus, rov simanim, and then somebody else finished it, so he quickly grabbed the klisharis to grab the blood. My kratzo, what does this word mean? Amrula lishna diktalahu, it's killing. Amrav chizda banachman, my kra. Pasuk in Yirmiyo, Egla Yufefiya Mitzrayim, Keretz Mitzafon Baba. What does that mean? My mashkin, can the time of Yosef, Malka Yoyavim Mitzrayim, Amimin Katulin Mitzipona Yaiso Alei. Egypt is a beautiful kingdom, and killer nations from the north, namely Bavel, which is north of Egypt, are going to come and destroy it. Kill it. Kratzo Bekama, how much did you have to cut it? Amar Ula Barov Shnayim, a majority of the two simanim, the kana and the veshet, v'chinam Rabbi Yochanan, berov shnayim. Says the Gemara, v'afresh lakish savar berov shnayim. Even Rish Lakish, right? Ula and Rabbi Yochanan said berov shnayim, and even Rish Lakish, who often argued in Rabbi Yochanan, he also said majority of two simanim. Damar Rish Lakish, v'chimachash eshaninu, ruba shel echad kamo. We learned in a Mishnah in Maseches Chulin by the slaughter of birds and animals. By a bird, you only have to slaughter one siman, and by an animal, two. And then it says, Ruba Shalachad Kamo. Lama Shaninu, it already says Ruba Shalachad Kamo. So why does it have to say again, Lama Shaninu, in the end of the Mishnah, Rov Echad Ba'of, Rov Shnayim Bebehema? You already said it. Lafisha shanini weviulo esatamid kratzo omerche omerka chashchita al yado v'kibel esadam v'zarko. So you know why it said twice in that mishnah? Because of our case. Yochol omirek yehi pasul. You might think that if another kohen would not finish it off, that it would be pasul. So that's why you need the extra statement there that no, rov simanim is always good. Says the Gemara, Yochol omirki pasul imkein. What do you mean? What kind of hav mean is that? You would think that if he doesn't finish it off, it would be puzzle. That would mean that somebody who was not the Kohen Gadol was doing the avoda. The Tanya, we learned, kol avodas yom kippur remaining shares el abo. What do you mean? Every avoda in Yom Kippur had to be done by the Kohen Gadol. No, that's not what it means. Hachikomer, yochol ye puzzle midirabanan. You might have thought, no, of course we know that it's kosher midaraisa, but you might have thought it's puzzle midirabanan if you only shech the majority, that wouldn't be good.
That's why the Mishnah Chulin says no. Cross the board, it's not even midrabanan a problem. As long as you shecht the majority of one siman of a bird and a majority of two simanim by an animal, it's kosher, says the Gemara. If there's not even a pasul midrabanan, lamali lamarik, so why do you need another coin to finish it off at all? Answers the Gemara, mitzvah lamarik, it's a hider mitzvah. It's nicer that you completely sever off the neck of the animal, completely sever the simanim so that all the blood comes out and all the blood gets sprinkled on the mizbeach. That's a hider mitzvah. Because this way it'll be a clean cut and it'll be clean afterwards. All the blood will leave. And even though there's no iser derabanan with not doing it, it is a mitzvah min amuvchar. It's the nicest way to do it is to make a clean cut. It's not ma'akev, it's l'mitzvah bilvad, but that's the better way to do it.
I don't know, Dr. Joe.